Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
This past week, our family had a trial by fire. On November 1st, while we were celebrating my son's 15th birthday at a restaurant, our dryer down the basement caught on fire and filled the whole house with smoke. I never dreamed that smoke could cause so much damage. It got into our clothes, our books, our electronics, our kitchen cupboards. The smoke was everywhere and in everything. The result is that we'll be out of our home for the next 1 to 2 months until this fiery trial passes and everything gets cleaned up. But through this difficult time, I have just been overwhelmed with the response of the body of Christ. God, through His people, from minute one, have been pouring their love into us and walking through this fiery trial with us, reflecting the love of Christ. This past week, after it happened, I shared with my staff at our weekly meeting a passage I had just read that day in my devotional book from Romans 8. Romans 8 reminds us that nothing, no trials, no hardships, not even outright persecution or sufferings or death or any fire trial of this life can separate us from the love of God for us. Romans 8:35-39 says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Every time I think about Romans 8, I'm reminded of that last scene in the movie Hiding Place, where the Tambon family in Holland were gathered together one last time just moments before the Nazi Gestapo came and pounded on their door and were forcibly removed out of their home with nothing but the clothes on their backs and were taken away, separated from one another. That morning, Father Tambon said to his family in the breakfast table, "I felt like the Lord would have us read today from Romans 8 about the love of Christ and that nothing can separate us from His love." Who could have known that these would be almost the last words that they heard their father speak to them and his two daughters, Corey and Betsy, reminding them one last time that nothing could separate them from the love of Christ, no hardships, no difficulties, and not even the gates of hell or fiery trials. But how can we possibly say this when the trials of life come in like a roaring fire or sweep over us like a rising flood? It is because of who we are in Christ and by remembering what Christ has already done for us. The immediate context of the end of Romans 8 is actually rooted in verse 31 and the following verses that says, "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" And then in verse 33 and 34, it goes on to say, "Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us." So what's the point? What's the takeaway in all of this? The point is this: if we belong to Christ and God in Christ has freely given to us all we need in Him, including our justification, salvation, and the promise of no condemnation, and also the promise that Christ is not only living for us, but He is also making intercession. Christ is praying for us. Then what's the big deal about all this stuff that life might throw at us? The eternal truth is this: that all this stuff of life can never stack up. This inconvenience, this suffering, this hardship, this fiery trial, or even outright persecution like the Tambon family faced, can never outweigh, compare, or separate us from the love of Christ for us. In the same passage of Romans 8, there is even a deeper context, a background to another famous verse that's found here, which is Romans 8:28, that sometimes, unfortunately, believers toss around almost like a spiritual 2x4 when troubles come. Verse 28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose." When fiery trials come, well-meaning people often quote to us Romans 8:28, or they write it on a card, and sometimes when they do that, It doesn't feel very good. And that's because it isn't. You see, God never said that this fiery trial in itself is good, but that God works all things together for good to those who love Him, to those who are the called according to His purpose. So when the stuff of this life is thrown at us and we know that it doesn't feel good, when the trial comes, the phone rings, or even the doctor calls, that is when we need to remember the two anchors that are in Romans 8:28. Our first anchor is God's goodness. All things work together for good for God's people. Why? Because God is good. No matter how intense or how high the flames go, and despite this mess or this damage or the outcome, God is good. This goes to the very heart, the character, the nature of God, and God does not change. God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. Our second anchor is God's eternal purpose that we must remember. Not only do we need to remember that God works all things together for good for His people because God is good, but also God works all things together for His people for His eternal purpose. But what is God's eternal purpose for His people? We may think that they are manifold and many, but actually we don't have to guess because God tells us right here in Romans 8 that God's eternal purpose for us, for His people, is simply this, our salvation and also our sanctification. Romans 8:29 and 30, which are the verses that immediately follow Romans 8:28, is what theologians often call the golden chain, where the eternal purposes of God for His people, our redemption, both our salvation and our sanctification, are spelled out from eternity to eternity, step by step. Romans 8:29 and 30 says, "For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called, and whom He called, them He also justified, and whom He justified, them He also glorified." Did you hear the golden chain that links our salvation together from eternity to eternity? Those whom God foreknew, foreloved, those whom He set His eternal love upon, He predestinated, He chose, and those whom He chose, He called, and those whom He called, He justified, and those whom He justified, He glorified. Notice that all these words are not in the future tense, but in the past tense. And that means this, that God didn't just save me one day when I was a little girl, when I was 4 years old. That was the day when God justified me, when He declared me righteous in Christ through faith alone in Him. But it was way back when, in eternity past, by God's grace alone, when God foreloved me, when He foreknew me, when He set His unchangeable love upon me, and that is actually when He saved me, when He foreknew me, and He chose me, and He called me. This is God's eternal purpose for me, my salvation, decreed from eternity to eternity, all by His grace. But what about my sanctification? Where's that in these verses? I pointed out to my staff that day that the word sanctification, strangely enough, is missing from this golden chain. Remember, it says, whom God foreloved, He predestined, He called, He justified, He glorified. So what's between our justification when we were declared to be righteous in Christ and our glorification on that day when we will be made righteous, whole, complete in Him and are with Christ forever with Him in glory? Well, what's between our justification and our glorification? It's our sanctification. So why is the word sanctification we're missing here in this golden chain in Romans 8? Well, the answer is simply this. It's because from God's perspective, our sanctification, our position in Christ is already a done deal. And that's why God uses all this stuff and things and fiery trials in this life, working all things together for good to accomplish His eternal purposes that in Him, from His perspective, is already done. And He's using that to conform us into the image of Christ as His people. You see, Romans 8 actually sings the same song as 1 Peter 1:6-7 that says, "Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through many manifold trials. But listen to this, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ." Someone just recently, today, asked me, "So Katrina, How are you doing with this? And how do you seem to be doing so well? The truth is, well, some days I'm not. But one thing that I long for through this small fiery trial is that God would conform me more and more into the image of His Son for His praise, for His honor, for His glory, as I trust day by day that God, out of His goodness and His eternal love for me, that He is working and that He will work all things together for good for me, His people, to accomplish His eternal purpose. As Father Tambone finished reading the last words from Romans 8 that day, that in all these things, nothing can separate us from the love of Christ, the Gestapo came and pounded their door. The warning buzzer sounded, and the six Jews staying with the Tambone family ran up the flight of stairs and went in through their hiding place door to safety. All six of them would be safe, but not the Tambone family. Within 10 days, Father Tambone died in prison. A year later, Betsy, Corey's sister, died at Ravensbrück, a Nazi prison labor camp. But then, miraculously, 15 days later, Corey Tambone, her sister, was released from that prison on what was later discovered to be a clerical error because Corey was scheduled for the gas chamber. But before Betsy died, Betsy looked at Corey and she said this, "Corey, remember, there is no pit so deep that God is not deeper still." Corey and the Tambone family walked through their fiery trial door, but through it all, God showed His inseparable love and His unchanging goodness to them as they remembered the eternal truth from Romans 8, that in Christ there is no pit so deep that God is not deeper still. I don't know what your fire trials that you may be facing today, but I do know this, that the truth of what Betsy told Corey that day and what Father Tambone told his family that day from Romans 8 is still true today. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. May the Lord keep you safe in Him, in Christ, your hiding place, as you walk through your fiery trials even this day. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you join us again next week. Until then, God bless.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699. Or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
Child Evangelism Fellowship invites you to our Open Doors, Open Hearts event on November 14th, 6 p.m. at Grace Presbyterian Church in Peoria. Hear how God is opening doors and opening hearts of children to hear and respond to the gospel through after-school good news clubs. Sally Burke, President of Moms in Prayer, and Dr. Brian Chappell, Senior Pastor of Grace Presbyterian Church, will share how you can partner together with CEF in reaching children for Christ. To learn more, go to cefofillinois.com.